You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to announce a new partnership with Titan Nutrition. They have proteins, vitamins, pre-workouts, and superfoods. Their proteins come in flavors like peanut butter fudge and snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's my favorite.
And they have 24 grams of protein.
Go to titannutrition.net and use code BARIATRICLIFE for 10% off your order and get free shipping. Again, that is titannutrition.net. And discount code Bariatric Life, all one word.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And today we're going to talk about protein.
The building blocks of stuff.
Well, we'll get right into it. It is the building block of bones, muscle, cartilage, and skin.
Cartilage and skin.
Yep. From Piedmont.org, They also state that it repairs and builds tissue, helps build lean muscle, speeds recovery after exercise or injury, which is why after surgery,
it's so important to get a lot of protein and make sure you meet your daily protein goal.
Yes. And it fills you up faster whenever you're eating.
I've heard that.
And plays an important role in hormone regulation.
That I didn't know.
I didn't either. Now I have papers that will be shuffling because I did some research on protein. So please excuse any paper shuffling.
We also polled the audience.
We did. We did poll some people. According
that sounds dirty.
Well, a different kind of...
You don't know how to respond to that, do you?
A different kind of poll. So how much protein do you need? The National Academy of Medicine recommends that adults get just over 7 grams of protein for every 20 pounds of body weight.
Okay. So I'm going to do some very quick math. You said...
So for a 140-pound person,
okay,
that means 50 grams of protein each day.
Okay.
For a 200-pound person, that's 70 grams of protein each day.
So you totally negated my need to do math.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. So if you want to know how much protein that is recommended, you divide your weight by 20 and then multiply it by 7.
Good to know.
Easy math.
It is.
Now, this information comes from the Harvard School of Public Health.
Harvard.
And they say that we also need to consider everything that's in the protein package. Package is in quotes. So we also need to consider the fats, fiber, sodium, and more, it says.
So, like, would a protein package be like cashews? Would that be a type of, quote, package? Because it's got some fatty acids in it. It's got protein. It's got...
Well, I'd rather use examples that are included because I can't give you information about cashews right now.
See, we really should have rehearsed this before we started recording.
But it's more fun when we don't.
It's true.
For example, 4-ounce broiled sirloin, which I have trouble saying broiled, has 33 grams of protein. That's a lot of protein.
It is.
But it also has 5 grams of saturated fat. So you have to consider the saturated fats that are in it.
And the steak deliciousness.
Yes. And a 4-ounce ham steak, I don't know what the hell a ham steak is.
No clue.
Has 22 grams of protein and 1.6 grams of saturated fat. However, it has 1,500 milligrams of sodium.
Good Lord.
I guess that's a lot of sodium.
That's a lot of sodium.
And then we look at 4 ounces of grilled sockeye salmon, which is pronounced salmon, not salmon, people.
What is sockeye salmon?
That I couldn't tell you.
I've never even heard of that. You're just making shit up.
I might be. It has 30 grams of protein. It's naturally low in sodium and saturated fats, and is also an excellent source of omega-3 fats, which are very good for the heart.
Yes.
So you want to look at the whole package. What else is... He's making a face.
I'm not making a face.
Because I said the word package. That's a face. Goodness. You have to consider all the things, not just the protein.
Right.
Now, let's talk about protein powders.
Okay.
They can come from a variety of sources, including eggs, milk, and plants. However, they're not regulated by the FDA for safety and often contain non-protein ingredients, including vitamins, minerals, thickeners, added sugars, non-caloric sweeteners, and artificial flavoring. So you may want to consider those things when looking at protein powders.
So are protein powders a lot like the homeopathic... herbal supplements stuff that's just it's just the Wild West?
It might be the Wild West. I'm not certain. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
But they might be, since they're not... It says not regulated for safety, so I don't know if that means...
If it's regulated for content.
Yeah.
And accuracy of the content.
Right.
Okay. I got you.
Let's see. We also want to look at other sources of protein besides meat. Hold on. I'm not with it.
All right. So you read and I'll fill this time with something, just random ramblings.
Eating healthy sources like beans, nuts, fish, or poultry in place of red meat and processed meat can lower the risk of several diseases and premature death. So it will lower the risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer. It can lower your bone health.
Lower your bone health?
Lower your bone. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Lower your risk of bone disease?
Basically, you don't want to get all your protein from red meat and processed meat.
Right, and that makes sense. You know, poultry and eggs, I mean, if you can afford eggs right now, or if you happen to be like us and have some chickens in the backyard.
We are sitting on millions.
I know. We should. What we ought to do is we ought to take those 2 dozen large, brown, organic, free-range, cage-free eggs and sell them, and then, you know, go buy an island or something.
Yeah, really. So don't forget to buy your shirts. It's a Harvard School of Medicine or whatever it was, School of Public Health, says to get your protein from plants when possible, and if most of your protein comes from plants, make sure that you mix up your sources so that you're not missing out on any essential components of protein. You don't want to just eat legumes. Is that how you pronounce it, or is it legumes?
I have no idea.
Legumes.
But I was going to bring up, that's something that I had not thought about originally when we were talking about covering this topic, what about our vegan and vegetarian counterparts that don't eat meat and or, you know, especially in, with vegan, like they're not going to eat eggs or anything like that?
There are lots of plant-based sources of protein, such as lentils, beans, peas, edamame, and soybeans. Soy products like tofu, tempeh, is that how you pronounce that? Tempeh?
I think so, yeah.
Nuts and seeds. So a variety of almonds, pistachios, cashews, etc. Hemp seeds, which I've been seeing hemp hearts lately as a source of protein.
I've never even heard of a hemp heart.
I hadn't either. Squash and pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, so chia seeds, of course.
Chia! I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Were those the same?
They are.
That's wild. Whole grains can provide protein, such as words that I can't pronounce. Wheat, quinoa, rice, wild rice, millet, oats, buckwheat. And then you can get some protein from fruits and vegetables. It's just typically in smaller amounts.
So I'll say lentils and lentil soup, really good.
Yes.
I've had it a number of times, and there's been a couple occasions here recently, especially on like the cold days where I've thought, oh, I'd like to have a nice hot soup. And for some reason, lentil soup popped into my head, even though in the 11 years we've been together, I don't think we've ever had that together.
No, we have not. So some of the vegetables that have higher protein quantities include corn, broccoli, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, yuck, and artichokes.
So I am on board with all of that but the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, me too. I do enjoy a good artichoke.
I'd rather have asparagus than artichoke. I mean, now, if you take the artichoke and you mix it with some cheese and some garlic and basically make a nice dip out of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant, was an artichoke dip. Let's see, Harvard also says upgrade your sources of animal protein. So poultry and seafood are going to be your best bet. Eggs are a good choice. If you enjoy dairy foods, to do those or enjoy those in moderation. And yogurt is a better choice than milk or cheese.
Hmm. I wonder if it's because of the cultures, the live cultures in it.
Probably. And then to limit your red meat, which includes beef, pork, lamb, veal, mutton, and goat meat. I've never had mutton in my life.
I was just about to say those exact words. I've never had mutton.
I don't even know what mutton is.
I don't either. But as soon as I get an opportunity, I'm going to Google it.
But we should limit eating it, for sure. Well,
clearly we have.
Yeah. And processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, sausages, cold cuts should be avoided.
But I love sausage.
Yeah.
And bratwurst.
But there are alternatives. I don't know if they're as processed, but there is turkey sausage.
That's true.
Which probably is pretty
high in protein, since
what I was going to say, it's probably still high in sodium.
Oh yeah.
It may or may not be as processed as regular sausage. I don't know.
Well, I know with most regular sausage, and you know, whether it be the breakfast type sausage or, you know, sausages like sausage links or bratwurst, they are very processed, and
yeah,
they use salt as a binding agent to hold it all together
and to keep it fresh.
Right. So I mean, it's very, very high in sodium. It tastes good, but it is definitely not good for you.
Yep. So we should avoid them. Or at least not eat it as much.
Right. Most things in moderation.
Yes, I agree with that. So I did a poll, P-O-L-L, of what some people's favorite sources of protein are.
Mm-hmm.
And they included fish, tuna, Greek yogurt, shrimp, yum.
I love shrimp.
I love shrimp. Steak.
I love steak.
Protein pudding. Ground turkey. Built bars, which I haven't had a Built bar in a while, but I used to really enjoy those, especially frozen, because then it was like kind of like eating an ice cream, but not really, but it was full of protein. Tofu, salmon, and again, turkey sausage.
That was me moving my chair.
I guess it did kind of sound like could sound like a toot.
Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that real quick. That was me scooting the chair back. If you're driving, I hope you're not laughing too hard. Remember, 10 and 2 and eyes on the road.
I don't think it's 10 and 2 anymore. I think it's 9 and 3.
It is, which is weird because the steering wheel manufacturers still put the little groovies at 10 and 2.
That's true. Or at least in Tennessee, it's 9 and 3.
Yeah.
Why did they change it?
I don't know. I just usually drive with my left hand on the wheel and my right hand on the shifter, so.
Some of my favorite sources of protein include protein shakes, which average about 30 grams of protein each.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that as I've gotten further out from surgery, that protein shakes don't fill me up like they used to.
Right.
And I still drink them pretty regularly, but I find that I'm hungrier faster.
Right.
And that I need to have like actual chewable protein sources,
mm-hmm.
that the drinks just don't cut it like they used to. Now, in a pinch, I drink them. And honestly, I mean, I drink them several times a week.
Yeah. And the Fairlifes, I think, are right at 30. The Premieres are at
30.
They're 30? I thought they were 28.
No, 30.
So.
Yeah. But the further you get out from surgery, you might find that they're not as effective as they once were.
But, so, to really quick circle back around, so for, you said somebody that was about 200 pounds needed 70 grams of protein a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's two shakes, and then that's almost all the minimum protein that you would need for that day.
Yeah.
And I call that out because I didn't realize how concentrated those were compared to the requirements that your body needs.
Yeah. So it could be very easy to get your protein in.
Right.
Is that what you're getting at?
I guess maybe indirectly.
Well, like yesterday.
Because you know, we've discussed in the past, like, oh my God, sometimes it's just so hard to get my protein in for the day.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was going to say. Yesterday, we had an event that we were going to. I didn't know what the food was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I said before we left, I should have a protein shake because I don't know if I'll be able to get my protein in today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't drink the entire shake, so I still only got like half the protein, but half's better than none.
Right.
And the options there weren't very protein heavy.
No, they were not.
And they were very fried.
Yes.
Every
literally everything was fried.
Yeah, everything.
Except for the pickle.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised the pickle wasn't fried.
This is Tennessee.
Yeah. I also enjoy string cheese, and a string cheese will give you 7 grams of protein, which doesn't seem like much, but if you're having one of those moments where you're like, oh my God, I need to eat something, a little thing of string cheese will help out in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat quite a bit of string cheese, actually.
I guess you do, don't you?
Yeah. I was going to say, are you going to say something, or are we just going to be quiet for a second?
No.
Because you know I don't edit anymore.
Kind of sounds like you just told me to shut the fuck up.
No, I was telling you to talk. It's the exact opposite. I need you to talk. And let's see. I like to buy the spinach and bell pepper egg bites from Costco.
Yes, those are delicious.
They are, and they provide 15 grams of protein. Not per egg bite, it's per package, which has two egg bites in it. And then I recently discovered the chicken breast bites, and they're little square packages of just chicken breast that has been grilled. And for the package is 21 grams of protein.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they were that high.
Yeah, 21 grams. And I enjoy them hot or cold, with or without sauce. And last night, as you saw, but the rest of the world didn't see, we weren't cooking, and I didn't feel like making anything, so I just plopped two containers of those chicken bites on a plate, warmed them up, ate them with some sauce, and I couldn't finish it. Like, I don't know what I was thinking doing two.
I didn't know you did two. You passed the plate, here, finish this.
Yeah.
And I originally was going to say no, but then, you know, I had the leftovers from two nights ago, which were very calorie friendly, but didn't have the protein that I needed. So,
yeah,
it worked out.
So for a snack, I'll have one container of those chicken bites. And like I said, 21 grams of protein, like that's really great.
Yeah.
And I'll usually have one of those in the afternoon. Sometimes I pair it with a string cheese if I'm especially ravenous. But, yeah, I thought I could eat two of those containers for dinner. And as soon as I put it on the plate, I thought, this is never going to work out.
Well, and that kind of goes back to your brain reverts to your previous ways of thinking of, oh my God, I am starving. I'm so hungry. I've barely eaten today. I'm going to get a whole plate full of food.
Yeah.
And then you get a third of the way through it, and you're like, oh, yeah, I don't have as big of a stomach. This was a mistake.
It was a mistake. But really, like, for a dinner portion, a more appropriate size would have been 1.5 containers. But I just dumped both of them on the plate and had you eat the other half.
Yeah.
Or it may have been close.
It was less than half. It was only 4 or 5.
I was going to say it may have been like 1.75 of a container. But those chicken breast bites are really good. And I really enjoy having those as a snack. And it was a good dinner as well. So it was just nothing but chicken and sauce. But I don't count sauce for some reason. Something that I find surprising is that one egg is only 6 grams of protein.
Really?
Don't you feel like it should be more?
Yeah. I do. Now, is that like a processed egg that you'd buy at like Walmart or Publix? Or is that like organic, free range, you know, a $300-$400 egg?
It was just a regular egg. I don't know the specifics of the egg.
Double yolk, single yolk.
Yolk. Another thing that I need to buy some more of are dive bars, which are protein bars in delicious flavors. They average about 16 grams of protein per bar, and they have caffeine in them. What? Sometimes they're not a low-calorie food, and they make sure to put that on the label, but sometimes they're pretty yummy to have for a nice protein kick. And they're delicious. I do not have a savings code for Dive Bar, but we should.
Well, I was just going to say, if I believe that Titan Nutrition also has some high protein items. I don't have them in front of me right now. And
they do, and I believe they have 20 grams of protein for their protein shakes.
Ah, that's right. So check them out.
Devotion protein powder is also 20 grams, and they have lots of fun flavors like chocolate, the buttery blend, which we have not been very good about putting in our food.
But we can't put the right amount in.
I know. We always...
It's either not enough and it's just kind of bleh, or it's too much and it's like eating lumpy, gooey butter.
Yeah. We can use that to make like waffles and stuff, but we don't have a waffle maker. Or you can make pancakes with them.
We could do pancakes.
So Devotion has, they also have angel food cake, and they just came out with a cinnamon flavor, which would be great for waffles.
Now, on the topic of like the different types of nuts that we were discussing.
Yeah.
Like, I love pistachios. I love cashews. I love peanuts. And those are literally like the three worst nuts I think you can eat.
I don't know that there is a worse nut, but...
And I mean, they have protein, but their saturated fat content outweighs the protein benefit that you're going to get.
But then look at the walnut, which is rich in omega-3s. Mm-hmm. I did calculate 13 almonds is 4 grams of protein and 100 calories. That feels... sad.
That, yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like that's a good snack for me personally.
Well, I mean, it really depends. I, working, would just eat some cashews or some pistachios, and I mean, you know, a handful or two, and I'd, I guess, curb the hunger craving and be able to keep on working.
Yeah, but that's a handful.
Well, that's true.
I'm talking about 13 almonds.
Yeah.
My stomach would be like, are you kidding me? Give me a string cheese too, please.
Right.
Which that would be a great snack. Some almonds and some string cheese. For Starbucks lovers, which I am, I recently discovered that the Venti Skinny Vanilla Latte, which is made with non-fat milk and the sugar-free vanilla, is 15 grams of protein.
That's actually pretty good for a drink.
Yeah.
For a coffee drink.
Yes. Now, the calories on the other hand, I want to say it's like 160, 190,
something. Oh, that's like not that. Near as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not too bad.
I thought you were going to come back with like 350, 400.
No. Now, that pistachio latte you had the other day was closer to...
I don't want to talk about it. It made me feel warm and happy inside until I logged it, and then I felt cold and sad again.
Cold and sad. Let's see. And then 2 tablespoons of peanut butter is 7 grams of protein, which 2 tablespoons really isn't a whole lot of peanut butter. Compared to what people think peanut butter should be.
Yeah.
So just be mindful of your peanut butters, because they can be high in calories and...
saturated fat, trans fats, and not really getting the balance of the protein.
Yeah, but it is delicious.
It is.
I love peanut butter.
I do too.
I kind of miss peanut butter. It's one of those things that I kind of... stopped eating because it didn't have the protein that I preferred. Mm-hmm. So I have not avoided it, but just I don't use it
right
like I used to. I'd get like an Eggo waffle and I'd slather that thing with peanut butter, where I couldn't hardly talk because there was so much peanut butter. Yeah,
or just eat it with a spoon.
Yes. As a kid, I would put a spoon in a jar of peanut butter, dip that in white sugar, and then eat it off the spoon.
So completely negate any health benefit of the peanut butter.
Right, which is already slim.
Right.
Yeah. Dip it in sugar.
Do not recommend. I mean, do not recommend if you're... looking to have a healthy eating habit.
I do want to have an episode about calories at some point in the near future, and whether or not, as bariatric patients, we should count calories. I think that would be interesting because
you could see it going either way.
I am a calorie counter myself, mm-hmm. and I don't know if that's necessarily healthy.
I mean, I think a lot of it, and not to go too far into that future episode, but I think a lot of it depends on your lifestyle, your body type, and, you know, how much you're burning per day.
Yeah. So that's a topic for the future.
Yep.
And that was protein. Eat your protein. What did it say I should be eating per day? It said 50 grams of protein per day. I strive for 60 as a minimum. Here lately, I've been well over 80s. One day was even 100 and something grams of protein.
Well, and you're still healing from surgery, so that extra protein is helping to heal.
Yes. Which is another topic too, I guess.
Guess we could do one on healing.
Healing.
Ointments and creams.
All right, eat your protein.
It sounds like drink your Ovaltine from A Christmas Story.
No, I don't remember that movie.
Oh, you hated it.
I only saw it once. Yes, and I hated it. So, eat your protein. Figure out how much you need. It'll help you recover. It will keep you full. And it's delicious.
Be kind to yourself.
Stay safe. Love you, mean it.
See you, bye.
Bye.